Now, use as directed.
Our job here on the Good Day program to bring you a better day. It's Monday, the 11th of April, and along with Doug Steffen, you've got Jennifer Horn, who's looking especially lovely this morning. And
oh, thank you.
Rick McFadden.
She does. Always, she looks wonderful, doesn't she?
By the time he's awakened, has figured out what his place in life is.
Yeah.
Our place is to defend you against the bad guys and make sure the good guys survive. So in a moment, I'm going to tell you a story about the best guy I've met. Two really good guys, actually. A story of two really very good human beings. There are a lot of people who are trying to scare you this morning. There'll be people who will tell you there's not enough money to do some of the things that you become dependent on. If you're a dependent on the government sort, then you may have a few issues here and there. But to listen to some of this baloney, I was about to use another word that began with a bull.
Good word. Self-censoring is good.
Who have never seen a camera, they have never seen a microphone that they didn't want to take to make their own. These people are so incredibly full of the stuff my cows are really good at producing. And I, the more people I talk to, the more everybody figures out the same thing. And yet, where is the resolve? It's really amazing. Back and forth and up and down and sideways. The news coverage of this has been horrible. The news coverage, I'm back in the news sort of locally, and I understand how...
When you say this, you mean the budget stuff, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about the budget stuff. And the back and forth, the Sunday morning shows with all of this stuff. I listen to a lot of these things back and forth. And then if that wasn't enough to discourage you, some of the wildfires that have engulfed West Texas, the video of that, as if there'd never been. I've been driving across the country. I started out on Friday and drove from Los Angeles to St. George, Utah, where I did the program Saturday morning and spent some time with my friend Jack Stockwell, and then pushed on so that I got to Denver on Saturday night and spent some time with my friend John Kelly and his family. I had a great evening at his home and then shoved off yesterday for St. Louis. And almost made it.
Uh-oh.
Didn't quite make it. But it's the stories of people and who you encounter. Okay, so here's my story. For those of you who want to start the day with a really good story about really good human beings, it's been a long time since I met anybody who was as genuinely good a human being, somebody new in my life, as John Kelly, who I have known for the last couple of years. He came on the board of trustees at Heidelberg, and that's how our friendship started. Mm-hmm. But he's running a company that you hear me talk about from time to time called Cerascan, which is a great brain imaging company that's aimed at helping people who may have dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, how to deal with it. But he's run some really big companies in our country and is on the board of directors of some really big companies. But he's just a really wonderfully basic guy, and here's how I know that. Yesterday morning when that story backs up a little bit because I have to bring you to Saturday night when I'm coming across the Rocky Mountains. And by the way, Rich, all the things you've heard me say about why I don't like being in the mountains, underscore it by 10. There's nothing about being in the mountains. I don't understand people who like the mountains, who want to live in the mountains. There is nothing about the mountains that I want to do. I just want to get out of them and not be in them.
Just because of the hills and the driving and all that stuff?
Well, I went through three snowstorms on Saturday. Snowstorms, blinding snowstorms. The last one, after dark, I'm coming across the last ridge before going into Denver.
In April.
And I hit in April. And blinding, I mean, I can't see anything.
It's bad up there.
And the windy roads and up and down. So as I'm coming into I go through the Eisenhower Tunnel, which is an amazing, anybody who has been through it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you need to. That's the only time you should go to the mountains is just to experience going through the Eisenhower Tunnel. And
is that the one?
A man-made thing.
Near Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 40 miles.
Yeah.
40 miles west of Denver.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go through this, and there's a big pothole. I mean, a monster hole that I hit and have a blowout. on the truck. I'm driving my F-150. So picture this. I've left Los Angeles. I figure I'm going to be in the truck. I don't have any outerwear. I have just a light vest and jeans and a shirt, and that's it. And so the tire blows out. There's nothing, nobody, there's no anywhere. Ugh. No nobody, no nothing.
Do you have a spare?
Did you picture freezing and Charlotte
eating
you
exactly.
or something?
Yeah, exactly. Charlotte eating me.
Because I know you'd never eat her. She might eat you, though.
So, anyway, I find there's a little off-the-road kind of thing right after you go through the bridge. And it's dark, no light, nothing. There's nobody there. So I get out of the truck, and I look at the tire, and I think, oh, my God. So this guy pulls up, and he gets out. He's got a little gray Ford Escort, and he's about 22, 23 years old, and he's getting some things out of the back of his car, and he's got one of these headlights, you know, like the coal miners wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's looking in his car, and I walk over to him. I said, excuse me, can I borrow your light? Because I couldn't see. I mean, I knew the tire was flat, but I couldn't see how to get the tire out from under the truck. And so he said, what's your problem? I said, you know, flat tire. He says, oh, great. I've never changed a flat tire. Can I help you?
No.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I love him already.
So this guy.
Now, did he look and go, guy, you look tasty. I'll help you.
Yeah.
No, this was
he, yeah,
it
wasn't
it
like Jeffrey
out,
Dahmer or something like that, right?
No.
Do you go well with fava beans?
So anyway, listen, come on, let me keep going.
Okay.
So anyway, we figure out we're looking in the truck, we can't find any manual. Somehow or other the manual's disappeared, who knows.
You're well prepared for this trip, aren't you?
Yeah, this is wonderful. But you know me, I just jump into the car and I drive.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, tell me.
So this kid says, well, I got my droid here. Let me see if I can find. This blows me away. Not as much as having somebody in the right place at the right time to help, but here this kid gets out his droid and he says, what year is this truck? I said, it's an 06. And he says, okay, model 150. Yeah, all right. So he finds the manual for the truck online. And he goes to the part of how to get the tire, change the tire, how to use all of the tools that the truck has.
Oh, no.
So figure out there's a key to unlock this. I'm flabbergasted in the conversation that we're online. This guy in a snowstorm, it's 20 degrees. The wind is blowing about 25 miles an hour. The snow is all over the place. I'm crawling around on the ground, and he's with me. And he's reading, okay, this is how you get the tire down out of the thing. We had to get through a little key portal.
Right.
We had to use a device to lower it down,
right.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So he's figured all that stuff out. Then we jacked the truck up, and we changed and put the spare tire on. And so the end of the story is that I give him a $50 bill, and he says, no, I can't take that. I said, what do you mean you can't take that? Of course you can take that. And my hands are numb and filthy.
No,
I'm just filthy. And so he says, no, I can't take that. I said, here, stuff it in your pocket. He's got a sleeping bag. He's sleeping in his car.
Otherwise, my hand is going to come with it.
Yeah.
No kidding. He's sleeping in his car?
Oh, my God.
Sleeping in his car. He has a sleeping bag, and he sleeps in the car, and he pulls off these little places, you know, off the side of the road, no place. And that's what he's going to do in this little alcove. He's going to sleep for 4 or 5 hours and then get up and
so he's
and drive
he's on
again.
A trip, too, then?
He's on a trip. He's from...
he's not homeless. He's just on his way from point A to point B.
No. He had been working. This is how we started the conversation. He was working at a Boston hospital as an intern, and now has decided to go to UCLA Medical School. And so he decided before he went to school that he'd take a couple of months and drive around the country and see what he's never seen. So he's just there randomly. He drives in. Now, you think there's no God.
Wow.
Anybody who thinks there's no God, sorry, you're so full of it. There has to be a God.
He was your angel.
I mean...
He was
my angel. He was my angel. He came in and helped me through it so that I got the truck going, and we drove down to Jack's house, to John's house. So anyway, I was thinking about this, and then yesterday there was one bad tire, and that was it. Can we find a tire that's that size to replace it? No.
Yeah.
I had, and this is Sunday morning. The only place that's open is a Firestone store. And the only thing he can do is sell me four, count them, three,
you had to
four,
buy all four tires?
New tire. I had to buy four new tires because there was no tire that fit. It's a 235 by 17. There wasn't a 250. And yeah, but it's a four-wheel drive truck, so you got to have the same size on all of the, all the wheels, all the axles. Otherwise, it'll eat up the spindle. So you have to have all four. I know that the hard way because I changed some tires on a tractor once and they didn't match and ground up the front end to the $1,400. Yeah, exactly. So I wasn't doing that. So it still cost me $600
and while you're
for
here,
four new tires.
If you are on these all-wheel drive cars, if you own one of these all-wheel drive cars,
you better keep all the wheels the same size or you'll
and don't replace two tires alone. When you replace a tire, replace all four because otherwise you will eat up your front end.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm so glad you survived.
His name was Chris. Just a really good human being. And God bless him. That's all I can say. Any of you have troubles when you're traveling? And I love to travel. I love to drive. Yesterday I drove 800 miles from Denver to where I am right now. And we had a great time just watching, looking at all the stuff going on. I love to cross.
And where are you right now?
The other,
I don't even know.
I'm in Columbia, Missouri. Outside of St. Louis and Columbia, Missouri.
Didn't quite make it into St. Louis.
No. And I was happy to not have made it in because it was about 4 hours ago when I rolled in here.
Ugh.
And anyway, so, but the thing that we all talk about the population of our country and how it's grown, every time I cross the country, I have this reaffirmed. I feel more like it's the case this trip for whatever the reason. I came, once I got into Utah and across into Colorado, you can go for hundreds of miles and not see a house.
Yeah.
Hundreds of miles.
Not see a person.
And not see anything.
If you fly across the country, you just sit there for, I mean, you'll sit there for an hour.
And not see anything.
And look down. And
not see anything.
And you're just nothingness.
And the way I know that is because smartly I had the truck was filled with fuel. It was 143 miles between one service station and another crossing across that part of
So when you see a gas station, you better load up.
Yeah. You better... And then believe the sign that says, this is the last place for 100 and whatever miles. Yeah. 19 after on good day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you going to see whether the horns do banner or banner?
It's the U.S. Army brass band performing the national anthem at the NASCAR race yesterday. Stand at attention, please, and show some respect.
Do they do it?
You cut me off so that I couldn't hear it.
I
think they're going to do it.
You think they're going to do it? Here we go.
No, you.
Well, they did it right. Yeah.
Is that on the air, me and you?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I couldn't hear the band playing.
This is game.
I couldn't hear it.
Dramatic pause, though.
But they did it right.
Because
on the sheets of music that they would be reading,
They'd
read it the right way. What happens is the people who are singing the song take some poetic license, and then by doing that, because if it's flat, if the band just plays ban, they can with their the vocal side, or they can manipulate it around if they want to. And those of you who are wondering, what in the name of heavens is he talking about?
Doug has a weird OCD thing.
I do. I have one of my many weird things is to want to have the national anthem. I don't like this national anthem. I've never liked it. I think America the Beautiful should be our national anthem. But as long as we've got this to play with, let's do it right. I'm more interested in doing things right than not. And the sheet of music that you would see if you're a musician, if you ever see the music, you would see that when it comes on the sheet to a banner, the word is there, and above it are three notes. Ban has one note, and ner-er has two. And a lot of people sing it as if there were two notes and two notes. That is four notes for banner, and there are not. It's only three. So people, if you think I'm certifiable after that, help yourself. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Let me just spend a few more moments here on this budget situation, because I think it's worth a moment, and only because it so points out how infected the people are in Washington. I hope I don't get that infection, Richie, when I'm there with you for a couple of days.
We got shots for that. Don't worry about it.
I have your shots. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I have, as I travel across today, I will go to, I think, someplace in Pennsylvania. I haven't looked at the directions yet where Bob's got me going. And then tomorrow afternoon, I'll be into Washington. I'll be with Richie on Wednesday and Thursday morning. And I'm also there to meet with a congressional delegation on agriculture issues. And it'll be interesting to see, as this deficit reduction plan has been introduced, one of the things that all the city folks are happy to tell you is that the farm subsidies, that the and by the way, they're right to the point of the big agribusinesses, Cargill and that ilk, who get jillions of dollars a year and ought not to. Chuck Schumer said that we're going to deal with the fraud. We're going to deal with the abuse. We're going to deal with the waste. So the first thing we all should be sending our congressmen is an email or a fax or a phone call, which suggests to them, if you're going to, as Mr. Schumer has suggested, cut all the waste, fraud, and abuse, then you'll cut the defense budget to $460 billion and make sure all of the abuse is out of it, because that's the General Accounting Office says that if we cut out all the waste, fraud, and abuse and corruption from the Pentagon budget, $460 billion is what you'll have left, and that's enough to run every plan, every program, do everything that they've asked for. So let's see if they really do get down to brass tacks, if it, if it pleased the court.
Your Honor. I'm just glad to finally see the politicians arguing over what to cut.
I know, instead of what to spend.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe that's reason number two for suggesting, yes, there is a God. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's spring. Time for some fresh entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie, you know what we haven't used for a while?
What's that?
The jingle that points out what's new at DougSteffen.com.
Oh, you know what?
And that would be a great portal to get into the First Lady's poll that took place over the weekend. Actually, a lot of Facebook action on that, which we can touch on. A cupcake shop near you in Virginia, Richie, that has a record going.
Yeah.
I would love it. There we go. They're getting the credited this cupcake shop for the birth of 9 overdue babies, all of whom were born after their mothers went to the shop and had a lemon drop cupcake. All 9 of them. How? What? In what universe would you think this would be something that mothers would have in common? These are all random people. They don't know each other.
And how would they ever figure that out?
And how they all buy lemon?
After they were all born, apparently. For whatever the reason, the shop was keeping track of the mothers that came in there, or they, you know, whatever period, how big their bellies are, who knows what it was. But it came about that the birth of these 9 overdue babies had, within 24 hours of eating this lemon drop cupcake, pop.
That's kind of cute. I like it.
I wonder how they realized. I mean, you know, Jennifer, if you ate a lemon cupcake and had your baby, would it be in your mind to go back to the cupcake shop?
Who cares?
Okay, here's why. A lot of women have the reason they had their baby, like, oh, I went for a walk, or oh, I did this. Everybody has their reason why they went into labor.
Right, how it started.
I'm sure maybe people started attributing it to this cupcake that they ate.
Richie, you could become informed if you'd like and read the story, and then you could comment after you read the story. How's that for an idea?
Well, I don't want to do that.
I could just keep guessing for you.
Yeah. That's
fine.
Yeah, that's good. And there's another snake story at DougSteffen.com. Police in Argentina found more than 600 snakes packed into the luggage compartment of a bus.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? 600 snakes in the luggage compartment of a bus.
Snakes on a Bus.
Snakes on a Bus. It's a low-budget version of the other one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
That's funny.
Snakes on a Train. They could have a whole series. I don't know why they do that. That would be a great thing. There's a Snakes on the Plane, snakes on the Bus,
in an elevator.
Snakes in my car.
Right.
Snake on my bike. Right. Yeah.
Snake in the dressing room at the Gap.
All right. So here's the video of the day, Richie. It's a cute video at DougStephan.com, a cute video of a lamb that gets confused when it comes inside a house and doesn't get out very well. A little trouble getting out. But it's kind of a cute little animal story with people.
I love to see little baby animals scared to death and just bouncing off the walls.
It doesn't look like it's scared to death. Again, if you check it out, you'll see that there's no harm coming to anyone.
I'm going to go there
one
right
way
now.
Or
no
the
animals.
Other.
Will,
thank you. All
no
right. So Jennifer
harmed in the promotion of this video on Doug.
In the production of the video. You're right about that. Okay. So the poll on Friday at DougStephan.com. We wanted to ask whether or not you cheat on your taxes. 81% of you said no. 9% of you said not yet, and 10% of you said yes.
I love the not
yet.
And the funny thing about that question is, don't worry, this is anonymous, so be honest.
Be honest. So 81% of you said no. By the way, don't forget now, just in terms of me being a nudge, the essence of 1 week from today, all the money has to be in. You have to have a plan for the money in. You don't have to have your form can be filled out between now and, let's say, you have an extension for August. You can do that. But you have to have the money or without, if you don't, you don't mind paying penalties and late fees and stuff, you don't have to pay
by
a week from today.
This land thing
but
is
you're
hysterical.
You're already getting screwed. Right, and it isn't off the wall either. I just told you. It's sweet. I saw this once before.
Hysterical.
It's sweet.
He's hopping across from room to room. It's so funny.
Yeah, room to room, over the tables and chairs and stuff.
Boring.
But one of the things that is that I like in terms of distinguishing us from everybody else in terms of what we talk about or what we point out, this is a home, a haven for animals and animal stories because it's so much a part of my life, whether it's your dog or your cat, whether it's the story of the goat, whether it's the story of the lamb, whether it's the story of cows, the snakes. I don't know whether I want to have that as a herald, but at any rate, this is an animal comfort zone here. And I'm proud of that. A lot of conversations about animals and that sort of thing.
We're like a dog park.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Now, over the weekend at, the poop over in the corner over there, please.
Yeah, that's yours.
The poll, we started on Friday something on Facebook asking about which, I think it was Thursday, actually. Wasn't it, Jennifer?
It was Friday.
Okay.
And it was about this poll that came out about your favorite first lady of all time.
Yeah. And so we managed to put it up on our various Facebook pages, and what did we come up with?
We did. It was getting a lot of action this weekend, and some interesting ones. We had a vote for Dolly Madison. We had Eleanor Roosevelt, who's a strong woman. Everybody liked her. Nancy Reagan, who was a winner of the survey, actually got only one vote. And then a bunch of votes for Laura Bush. People really liked her. It was a tie between Laura Bush and Eleanor Roosevelt, actually. People felt that Eleanor was a class act, helped American women stay strong during the war and the Depression, supported men during one of the worst times in American history. And then a lot of people just described Laura Bush as being very classy and really kind of a cool one. The one that was that wasn't one of the more common presidential first ladies, I guess, is Edith Wilson, wife of Woodrow. Do you know anything about her?
Mm-hmm. She took over the country pretty much. He had a stroke or a heart attack.
He had a stroke.
She ran the country for like 18 months or something
before
the next election.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
She's really the first female president of the United States, Edith Wilson. So we
interesting.
Heard her
yeah, that's an interesting
weekend.
One. I hadn't thought about it that way, Jennifer, but you're right. She was the first female president of the United States. There was the vice president. I don't even remember who the vice president
was. Where was the vice president?
I don't know. He might have been napping or something.
Well, let me go look.
All right. So here's something else that is worth a 2020 news quiz. You ready? Everybody ready?
Yes, ready.
Something has happened in our country. This is a premise. From the beginning of our country, 1776, to the year 2005, we did one thing. From the year 2005 to now, we've done more of that thing than was done from when we started. And don't guess out loud. Let's see if the audience gets it. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize.
Hit me with
it
that
has
again.
To do with... This has to do with something. Most of my news quizzes obviously have something to do with what's in the news. Duh. So take this, the history of our country, starting when we were officially a country in 1776, from that period to the year 2005 is one era. Something has been duplicated from 2005 to 2011. What have we done between 2005 and 2011 that duplicates what we did from 1776 to 2005?
I gotcha.
All right, and again, it's very current in the news stuff. 800-510-8255. And to put it another way, from 1776 to 2005, we were in a particular mode. Actually, you can say, if you really understand the history of this, from the year 1913 to 2005, we did one thing. And then from that same league, from 2005 to now, we've replicated what was done over the history of our country to 2005. Is that clear enough? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We've done the same thing, only it's only taken us 6 years to do what we did from 1776 to 2005. All that time, we did something, and then we've done the exact same thing from 2005 to 2011.
So we never really stopped doing whatever this is.
We've just done it more.
No, we've had times two. Yeah, right, exactly.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Okay. It is. It's okay. A lot bigger than a bread box. And by the way, it really didn't start until 1913. And if I give you any more than that, it really kind of gives it away. So let's put our thinking caps on, as Mrs. Hayes used to say in the sixth grade. Put your thinking caps on and see if you can be rewarded as a just dessert for your having figured this out. 800-510-8255. Monday morning, got to get the cobwebs out. Got to get your brain in gear. This is like playing Sudoku or doing a crossword puzzle the last 30 minutes before the plane lands or something like that that's good for your brain. Let me tell you about, spend a little time talking about something else that's good for you. Those of you who enjoy, and by the way, this is for men and women, although men who are real men, they don't like to admit that they put creams and things on their face or their hands because it's not manly. You're supposed to have a rough, ruddy face if you're a real man and
no.
Tough hands and all that
that's
stuff.
That's a myth.
Well, I mean, that's fine. If that's what you want to look like, some old buzzard when you're in your 60s and beyond, or even in your 50s if you've been a smoker. I saw a woman yesterday who lost her husband at the age of 66, and she's 68 now, and she smokes like a chimney, and she looks it, smells it, and it's so sad. She looked like she was maybe 85. She's 68. She looks like she's 85. And not that you stop smoking is certainly a good way of trying to deal with this, but after you do that, you are looking for a way to soften up your skin, and night skin does it every time. Night skin is how to properly take care of your skin. Let me give you two little things. There's actually three. We're talking about this new product, but let me focus on the old products, the standbys that sort of go with Luminex. Lumitone. You've heard me talking about that. This is the anti-aging cream, Tautinol that we use in the daytime, and Night Skin that we use at night. Two very good products from a company that really knows its way around this world. So if you'd like to try a free bottle of both of these products, now would be the time for you to call. All right, may I give you a number? 800-607. I didn't give you time to answer, though, did I? I should have given you a little more time. Would you like the number, Rich?
I would, Rich, please.
Like
thank you.
Okay, there's the pause. 800-607-7078. Those of you who don't remember, that's kind of a number that's easy to remember, but you may want to jot it down. Or better yet, pick up the phone right now while you're thinking about it and dial 800-607-7078. And what are you going to do when you get that at the other end of the phone? Somebody says, may I help you? You're going to say, I want a free bottle, please, of Night Skin, please, a free bottle. And this is the stuff that softens up your skin, moisturizes your skin. It will keep your skin from looking like you're getting old prematurely. That's what this is all about. It feeds your skin. A lot of ingredients found in those expensive cosmetic products. This is very inexpensive. And the best thing about it is the first bottle is free. There are three key ingredients that keep Night Skin working for you and getting rid of your wrinkles and the stuff. And, again, both men and women. You're going to also ask for a bottle of Tautinol. They'll say, well, we'll sell you two and you'll get one free. You use a lot more of this stuff. So that's probably a good thing for you to ask for as well. Ask for them by name. Tautinol to protect your skin from the ravages of the weather. Men and women using this.
It's good aftershave for men, by the way. That's how I use it. And night skin, Tylenol is in the day. Night skin is at night. Is this too much information, or have we got it all down? Everybody ready?
I think
so. The number again?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the number one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, 800-607-7078.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Woman or a man? 800-510-8255. Did I ask that on the air?
Yeah, Ray has a guy.
Rich is a man.
Okay. So Ray has, we'll put you on, Ray, and see if we can figure this out. Let's go back. What, are we doing this or not? I can't. I have no control of the phones today.
We're doing this, but
I have control over my voice and my ideas, and that's it. Okay, so Ray, you're here, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Can you hear me?
So here's the premise. Yeah, I hear you well now. Thanks. And this is, by the way, just an acknowledgement of the technology of the world. If you could see how I was hooked up to do this program, it sounds like I'm in a studio. It's amazing what technology brings in. The fact that I can talk to you from where I am is even more amazing, and I'm certainly thankful for that. So we start at the beginning of the country and go to 2005 and then draw a line, and then from 2005 to 2011, what have we done that replicates in the last 6 years what we did in all the years prior in the history of our country?
Increase the national debt.
We have spent in the last 6 years, the same amount we have borrowed. Listen to this concept. We have borrowed in the last 6 years as much money as was ever borrowed in the entire history of our country to the year 2005.
Wow.
Do you understand what that means?
Wow.
Do you understand what kind of numbers we're talking about? And actually, the borrowing, this country was in the black until the income tax. No, listen to this even more.
Borrowed from who?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
China.
Now we know who they borrowed from. But it wasn't borrowed from China in 1913.
Yeah.
When the income tax was established in 1913, but prior to that, this country had no debt. None. From 1913, when we started, after we instituted the income tax, wars started. Think about that as you're chewing your Cheerios. 51 after on Good Day. Good job, Ray.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Technology time on Good Day, Better Living at 53 past the hour. Jennifer, Rich, and Doug, along with our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain. Some interesting things going on. This weekend, YouTube announced that they had a new service that will provide live streaming video content on its website. So how will that, mostly all the YouTube stuff heretofore has been recorded stuff that you would send in.
Yeah, I guess they're going to try and compete with Ustream and Livestream and all of these live streaming things.
WeStream, iStream.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, that's the hot thing is to be live on the Internet, live television.
Yeah, it is. Look at us.
Look at us.
There we are. You can look at you. It'll be interesting to see when I'm in the studio there with you, who gets the bigger picture on Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, we will be able to have equal quality and equal size pictures.
Really? But there shouldn't be equality. I'm like the pigs from 1984. All pigs are equal, but I'm more equal than you.
Oh, Lord.
How that works.
I can see this brewing already, this argument.
If that's what your little brain needs to make you feel better, I can accomplish that, no problem.
All right, let's get to Alex here. Last week, and if you didn't know it, your email address was probably stolen and compromised. Pretty good chance of that having happened. You probably didn't even know it. But Alex, our technology tailor, will tell you if you are among the people who had a problem next week. So, I mean, last week, you know, maybe they'll fix it. You'll have a problem this week and next week. That's up next year on Good Day.
And by the way, when we come back, I'll tell you which dictator owns your tweets. Which dictator owns your tweets. Yeah, this is really interesting.
Lovely.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
If you're like most people in America, you probably received some emails last week stating that your email address had been stolen and compromised. A company called Epsilon announced that its system had been breached, according to News.com. Who the heck is Epsilon? It's a company that offers email marketing services to some of the biggest brands in the world. Firms like Citibank, Chase, Capital One, American Express, Walgreens, Target, Best Buy, TiVo, Verizon, all are clients. So it turns out that emails coming from companies that you do business with, like those, are actually in many cases coming from a marketing company like Epsilon. And when one of those companies gets hacked and its data is taken, all of the consumer brands it does business with are also hacked. I've received emails from four of those companies that my email address has ended up in the wrong hands. This is the joy of high technology. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes for free online, including this one, at techtaylorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Okay. This is like that blinding snowstorm I went through on Saturday night.
Yeah, but it's not quite as cold.
Yeah, but you don't,
blinding
have anybody,
audio,
you don't have anybody with a headlight trying to help you out.
No, I don't. I'd like to have I could use a couple of headlights at the moment, frankly.
Hey,
all right, anyway.
So you want to know who owns your tweets?
Yes, Rich.
Gaddafi.
It really?
Ends
How's
up
that,
that crazy?
That a service that everybody used to shorten the URLs that they tweet on their thing to take it from 57 characters to like 9 so that it'll fit in the 140 things, it uses Bitly, bit.ly. The .ly is Libya's domain instead of .com, .y,
perfect.
And Libya owns that, and everybody
that.
Uses it. Isn't that amazing?
Perfect. 59 past the hour on Good Day.